With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Tropical Storm Beryl is strengthening as it bears down on Texas with an expected landfall this morning and regaining hurricane strength.
Freeport resident Mark Richardson says the surf went from 1.5 to 10 feet in a day.
The ocean is getting very angry very fast.
So he's getting ready.
We're trying to tie everything down, move everything where it can't fly across the, into other people's houses.
The National Hurricane Center's Eric Blake telling residents to prepare.
We're kind of expecting a Category 1 or maybe a Category 2 hurricane. So the wind threat is there, but it's kind of a combination of everything. The 4 to 6 feet of storm surge, the heavy rainfall up to 15 inches in places is also a significant risk.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, final results show that a coalition of the French left has won the most seats in high stakes legislative elections. BBC correspondent Hugh Schofield has more from Paris.
It's been another high turnout, slightly above the first round a week ago. Voters sense that there's a lot at stake in the election. That galvanizes people. A week ago, it seemed possible that the National Rally of Marine Le Pen would win an absolute majority in the election and therefore form the next French government. But since then, the centre and left have come together in many constituencies, with candidates withdrawing in order to concentrate the anti-RN vote.
California lawmakers are weighing in on a bill that would regulate powerful anti- or artificial intelligence systems. Jeremy House reports.
The bill would require AI companies to test their systems and add safety measures so they can't be potentially manipulated to wipe out the state's electric grid or help build chemical weapons. The bill's author says the proposal would prevent catastrophic harms from extremely powerful AI models that may be created in the future. But Meta and Google say the bill fundamentally misunderstands the...
This is SRN News. The Supreme Court will hear a pornography case. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Law that requires Pornhub and other online porn sites to verify that a person is 18 or older before allowing them to enter the site. Pornhub says that's a violation of free speech, and now the Supreme Court has decided to hear the case. Earlier this year, a panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the Texas law. Critics say pornographers are fighting the statute because it cuts into their profits. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio lawmakers are advancing on a ban of males using female restrooms in locker rooms. A late-night state House vote to approve the measure took place just before legislators left Columbus for the summer. The state Senate will vote on it in the fall. The bill pertains to public K through 12 schools and institutions of higher education. It would not apply to school employees, emergencies, or people helping young children with those with disabilities. This is SRN News. Despite hardships brought by war, flowers fill Ukrainian cities.
Flowers have always been linked with Ukraine's culture, but since Russia's 2022 invasion, their significance has only grown. Blooms, and especially sunflowers, have become a symbol of both resistance and hope for the war-torn nation. Ukrainians take every chance they can to fill cities with flowers from the country's vast heartland. Flowers are depicted on Ukrainian banknotes, textile patterns, and murals. Jason Walker reporting.
Sophisticated overseas criminals are stealing tens of billions of dollars from Americans every year, a crime wave projected to get worse as the nation's population ages and technology makes it easier to successfully perpetuate fraud. Kathy Stokes of AARP's Fraud Watch Network says internet and telephone scams have grown exponentially, and perpetrators are few caught. More at SRNnews.com.